Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. This is truly the day that the Lord has made. I pray that you are blessed by William and thou. Draw me closer, Lord, and wrap me in your arms. This is Apostle Minetta here. We are live in the great city of Detroit. This song has just ministered to me this morning and over the last couple of days, that I want a closer walk with the Lord, that he would just wrap me in his arms. What about you, beloved? What about you? As we take this time this morning here on the Kingdom in Gathering Online Church, let us cry out together, Lord, draw me closer and wrap me in your arms. That's a prayer right there, beloved. Nothing complicated, nothing sophisticated. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have any D. But you could cry unto a holy, righteous God and say, draw me closer today, Lord, and wrap me in your arms. That's my prayer today for me, for you, that the Lord would draw you closer. Amen, amen. We are excited to be back this morning with you. We've been on a period of sabbatical, and Pastor Elder Prophet Jindy Torres was our guest lecturer, speaker, teacher, preacher for the last several weeks. And if you did not have an opportunity to listen to that series on the Holy Spirit that was presented by Elder Jindy, you still have a great opportunity to go into our archives and listen to those podcasts, listen to those teachings on who is the Holy Spirit. It is at least 8 sessions, 8 lessons, Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost led by Elder Jindy. So go back. They're available 24/7. All you have to do is go back to our Blog Talk Radio archive located through our link, blogtalkradio.com/the-new-voice. Go back and listen in, and we send our thanks and our appreciation and our gratitude to Elder Jindy for standing in the gap. And so I'm refreshed, I'm revived, I'm renewed, I'm restored, and I am excited for what the Holy Spirit spoke into my spirit as we start up our fall series here on the Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, invite your friends, invite your family members, invite your church members, invite your co-workers, invite someone that needs to be encouraged. As they listen in, there will be a word from the Lord. And so our overall theme for the In Gathering Online Church is teaching biblical principles, or should I say teaching biblical foundations and kingdom principles of discipleship, leadership, and mentoring for building strong disciples for the kingdom of God. And so our program is that true, authentic discipleship, true, authentic discipleship. So as we look at our series for the month of September, we're looking at Back to School, Back to the Bible. That's our series for September, Back to School, Back to the Bible. Disciple, be one, make one. That's right. We're called to be disciples of Christ. Disciple, be one, make one. And so today's lesson and series, we're going to be talking about spiritual hunger and God's Word. Spiritual hunger and God's Word. Excuse me. And the authority of the Word. Amen. Power and the authority of God's Word. Beloved, as we introduce this series to you, we're going to talk about the Word of God, the foundation of knowledge. We hear the Word of God, the Word, the Scriptures, the precepts, the commands. It's still the Word of God. And as we even look at, I encourage you right now to come and join with us with your Bible, your pen, your paper, because you need to write down what we will share with you. And so for practical application, for you to maximize on what you're receiving here on this gathering every Sunday. So one thing I want you to do is look at Psalms 119 as a backdrop. And it talks about Word of God. And so I don't want to rush through, But along the way, as being led by the Holy Spirit, I will yield to the Holy Spirit. I have notes. I have things I want to share with you. But the Holy Spirit knows exactly what each of us need. He is the teacher. He's the revealer of truth, all truth to you and to me. And so when we look at the Word of God, the foundation of knowledge, God's Word reveals the true values by which we must live if we are to solve our massive relationship problems and the other seemingly insolvable dilemmas, challenges, trials, tribulations that threaten to overwhelm us daily. So, beloved, as we look at today's society, we are in an unparalleled time and period of information overload. That's right. We get massive information by the second. If you're connected through the internet, social media, radio, TV, print media, we just can think back 20 years, 30 years, 50 years ago. And our only form of real communication was primarily the radio and the TV. But now, beloved, we have the power of just a cell phone and be connected all around the world. We are in a season of information overload. The world is desperately troubled because of its foundational lack. That's right. It's foundational or even fundamental lack of basic understanding and common sense. That's right, beloved. Basic understanding and lack of common sense. And so God's word reveals the true value by which you and I must live if we are to solve our massive relationship problems. And so in this series, back to school, that's right, back to the Bible, back to the word, returning to our first love, amen. And so in this course, in this series, you're going to learn, you're going to discover that the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, is the foundation or basics of knowledge. In Proverbs 18:15, it says, "The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." The heart of the prudent, the disciplined, gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Beloved, we know the word of God as we are traveling, as we're taking this journey on back to school, back to the Bible, that the word of God, the authority of the word of God, is going to give you wisdom, it's going to give you knowledge and understanding. We know in the book of Proverbs, it says get wisdom and get knowledge because wisdom is supreme. But we also know in the word of God, says the people perish because of a lack of knowledge in Hosea. And so even over 2,500 years ago, the Hebrew prophet Daniel, he clearly foresaw an unprecedented knowledge explosion. And it says in Daniel 12:4, "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." That's what Daniel wrote over 2,500 years. And how astonishing true of our world today. Look at the capacity here on our Kingdom In Gathering online church that across the world, by a click of a button of what we call a mouse, people can listen in from all around the world. You just think about when Jesus was walking the earth and when the apostles received the challenge and the charge for the Great Commission. They were walking or riding donkeys. As Apostle Paul, we know he was taking ships. But, beloved, even when we look at the 20th and the 21st century, in the 20th century, we had the development of the airplane so we could go quicker versus a boat or ship, I should say. Now, here we are. We don't have to leave our country. We don't have to leave our homes. We can just speak through technology of a phone, through the discovery and the development of the internet. And now we have information overload, 24/7. See, we live in a dynamic information age. Prior to that, we were in what we would call technology age or information age. And prior to that was industrial manufacturing age. But today, for us, have lived over the last 50-plus years, we have seen society change by the use of technology. You've heard of Microsoft. Bill Gates started out that his goal was to have the software program, Word or Microsoft, on every computer in every country, in every home, in every corporation. And now we have something called Facebook, where people are connecting all around the world. 7 billion people on the planet, and about 2 billion have the connection of the internet, the World Wide Web. And so I'm saying this, beloved, we live in this season, we live in this dynamic information age, largely driven by scientific communication and the digital revolution. See, the demand to be informed is relentless. Popular magazine that routinely carried articles on how to cope with this and how to do that. It's at a fingertip, not a magazine, with this constant barrage of information, information, information. I'm saying this to you, beloved, because the people perish because of lack of information. But I'm talking about godly wisdom, godly understanding. See, it's sadly in our society today, it's lacking is the basic knowledge so essential to humanity overall well-being. It's a season and time that we're in an unparalleled period of information overload. And the world is desperately troubled because of these lack of these fundamental and foundational things. And so we can look, beloved, over 2,000 years ago, God warned us, as I said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so we are drowning in information, but starved for knowledge, drowning. And see, the more information we acquire, the less essential knowledge we seem to observe. Again, the more information we have, how much are we absorbing? Too often with just dire long-term consequences. And so God's warning through Hosea certainly rings true for us this day. So as we look at back to the Bible, we have to really understand the time and season that we're in right now, and that we would get a greater revelation, a greater understanding, a greater hunger and thirst for the Word of God in our lives. A foundational scripture for this series that I want you to write down is found in Matthew 4:4. And it says, man doesn't not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Spiritual hunger and God's word. Are you hungry for God's word? More of God's word in your life, not the information that the world wants to download and overload and overwhelm you. Spiritual hunger, spiritual maturity, spiritual growth, God's word. For we cannot live alone. That is found when Jesus was being tempted by the devil. He was out in the desert 40 days, beloved, and his natural flesh would have a desire for food, nourishment. And the enemy, that's what he tried to tempt God, Jesus, with. Amen? But he said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so as we look on the authority of God's word, we're going to share with you. Hopefully you will open up your mind, you will open up your heart, you will open up your spirit to receive the teachings that will be rendered, that will be shared, that will be released, that will be prayed over you in these weeks to come. Most of all, that we ask the Holy Spirit, the revealer of truth, our teacher, our comforter, our intercessor, to guide us and to direct us. Amen, amen. I just wanted to lay some foundational things as we go. We pray that it will come and you will have great clarity, you will have great discernment, insight, and revelation. For many of you who may be listening in, this may be a review for you. For some that may be listening in, it may be new for you. I just know, beloved, the more I read, the more I desire, the more I want of God, just like the song was saying that we played, draw me closer and wrap your arms around me, if you desire that too. So as we study out these foundational, these are biblical foundations, as we grow as disciples of Christ, as we mature as disciples of Christ, we've been called to be disciples, beloved. Whether you're in the fivefold ministry, a bishop or apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, we are called to be disciples, followers of Christ. And so these biblical foundations and kingdom principles, it's going to help you grow. It's going to help you mature. It's going to strengthen you in your innermost parts. So I say to you, as we share the various scriptures, some we will read, some we will give to you to go and to research, to study between now and next Sunday. So I want to lay today in our remaining time about the authority of the word. And I want you to look in the book of Acts, chapter 6. I'll read it for you. A couple of chapters we're going to read, and we're going to work the word. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 6. And for your hearing, the word of the Lord said, Acts 6:4, but we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Amen. And these are answering in here this particular question that I asked. What were the top two priorities of the apostles? What were the top two priorities of the apostles? And we see, beloved, as disciples, we are following the apostles' doctrine, that in other words, the apostles' teaching, and that we would give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The ministry of the word. We know even Psalmist David, King David said, he gave himself to prayer. And so as we look at the authority of the word, in Acts 2:42, it answers, what were the early disciples devoted to? So here it is, beloved. You say, well, I'm not an apostle. But yes, you had an assignment as well, like the disciples in the New Testament, in the early church. And it's found in Acts 2:32, for your hearing. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Amen. So that's what the early disciples devoted themselves to, beloved. I'm talking about the authority of the word as a disciple of Christ. When we look at what happened as the word of God spread, as the word spread in Acts. That's why it's foundational. If you've been following with us over the last 9 months now, I've encouraged you to read the book of Acts as New Testament disciples. In chapter 6, verse 7, it says, for your hearing, then the word of God, circle that, highlight, underline, then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Hallelujah. And the word of God spread. That's what happened, beloved. After the day of Pentecost, after the Holy Spirit had come upon them, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, this is what happened with the word. And what was the word doing? I'm giving you foundation today on this authority of God's word. Look at Acts chapter 19. Chapter 19:20 says to us, this is what happened and what the word and what effect of the word. Amen. What was the word doing? In 19:20, it said the word, and so the word of the Lord. Okay? Now, I want you to pay close attention. I just read the word of God, the word of the Lord. Same word, beloved. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Foundational of the authority of the word. When we look at the scriptures, okay, so now we got the word, of God, the word of the Lord, scripture. We're still talking about the same word. It changes not. So as we look, the scriptures originally given. How were they given? How were the scriptures originally given? I want you to look that up in 2 Peter, verse 1. Oh, excuse me, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Amen. And 2 Peter 3:16. That's a part of your homework assignment. I want you to read that. How were the scriptures originally given? See, this is a teaching, preaching, learning, application session. As we are going back to school and back to the Bible. Many of you that are listening in, this is a great opportunity to be revived in the Word, to be refreshed, to be renewed, to have a greater hunger for the Word, a spiritual hunger, because we are in a season of spiritual growth and maturity. We never stop growing. And so in John 1:1, what does John say about the Word? Many of you are familiar with that. That's a very familiar passage of Scripture, but we want to read it for you again. In the beginning was the Word, circle, underline, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen, amen. That key verse is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Stop right there. The Word of God. Who is the Word? Look at verse 14. And verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Who is the Word? We're talking about the name of Jesus. Amen. The authority of the Word. Amen. Oh, beloved, I don't want to rush. I want to give you this as another homework assignment. I already encourage you, start reading Psalms 119. And I want you to look at some particular verses in Psalm 119 this week. I want you to look at verse 89 and verse 160. It's Psalms 119, verse 89 and verse 160 in Psalms 119. What does the verses teach about the Word of God? Amen? What does these verses teach about the Word of God? In Isaiah 48, verse 8, I want to read that for you before we close out this morning. Amen? I pray that you are being blessed and you'll be encouraged as we lay this foundation on back to school, back to the Bible. We are disciples. And that word means student, learner. Amen. We are disciples of Christ. Not only followers of Christ, but we are disciples. Amen. We are learners. We are students. Amen. We are learners. We are students. We are disciples of Christ. Just like as many children are going back to preschool and they're going back to what we call high school and college, other higher learning institutes. We are doing the same as disciples of Christ. I want to share with you as well, coming in the month of October, we will have a school of ministry coming forth, an online school of ministry, as well as a live on-site location, a school of ministry coming in the great city of Detroit. So stay tuned. I'm excited of what God is doing. And you may say, oh, I've not been called into ministry. Beloved, we all call to be ministers. Amen. To serve. And so this is for all that have a desire to learn more through our school of ministry. Amen. I just wanted to share that with you. But in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says, for your hearing, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. The word of God will stand forever. Everything else will perish and pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. Now, I'm talking about the authority of the word. And then in Isaiah 55, I want to go over and share that with you this morning. And it says in verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Amen. Authority of God's word. And then Matthew 24:35 and John 17:17. I want to read those as we are closing out this morning. Kingdom in Gathering Online Church. I pray, beloved, that this is resonating in your spirit as you thirst and hunger for God and his word, that you have spiritual hunger that you need in this season and in this time. Verse 35 says to you and me, this is Jesus speaking, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Amen. The word, just what Isaiah just said to us, it will stand and last forever. Amen. And John 17:17 says for us, and this is Jesus speaking again, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, as we come to a close today, God's word stands forever. Even the writer in Hebrew 4:12-13 speaks to us and tells us about the word of God. Let me read that. I want you to say, I'm just telling you something, but beloved, as we read through the Bible, as we read the scripture, as we read the word, amen, you got to have a thirst and a hunger for God's word today like never before, that you become like the Bereans, amen, and that you would study the word and that you would have a spirit of excellence regarding God's word. Amen. See, the thing and the time that we're in and the season that we're in, the enemy wants you to be overloaded with everything else that's going on in the world. Information, beloved. But you want to have the knowledge of God's word. Hebrews 4:12 speaks to us and says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow. For it is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his light, But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. That's what the writer is telling us about God's word, the powerful word of God. I'm excited, beloved. I don't know about you, but as we study God's word, as we meditate on God's word, as we memorize God's word, as we learn and apply God's word to our lives daily, that we would have good success as God told Joshua to study his word, to meditate on his word day and night, and never to let it depart from his lips, from his heart, from his spirit. Amen. That we are to do the same as we stand on the authority of God's word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I close with the word of God as Jesus spoke to us in John 12, verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this lesson today, oh God. As we travel, as we take this journey, oh God, on your word, we have a hunger, a spiritual hunger for your word today, oh God. For you have told us that we cannot live physically alone on food, oh God, but by every word that comes out of your mouth, oh God. Strengthen us today, oh God. Guide us today. Give us a greater hunger and thirst for your word, the authority of your word, oh God. In the weeks to come, oh God, by your Holy Spirit, oh God, you will open up our minds. You will open up our hearts. Give us even a greater revelation to your word today, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. By the power of your word, we will receive it today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, may God's blessings be upon you throughout this day and through the days to come until we meet again. We look forward to you being with us on Monday through Friday on our Live at 5 prayer call. You can join with us at 1-605.